Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is that time of year. It's time for graduation. I think this is the time of year, May and early June. Our family calendar fills up with invitations to all kinds of graduations. Lots of high school seniors and college students and seminary friends graduating this time of year. And very thankful to be invited to be a part of those celebrations. And one very exciting graduation happening this time of year just recently happened. And really excited to share the story. Perhaps you've been following along over the last 2 years. As we've been covering the story of the development of Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. So excited today to celebrate and share the news of the first graduating class of Bethesda College. So we're going to talk with a number of people from Bethesda Lutheran Communities and Concordia University, Wisconsin on this exciting new venture, Bethesda College. Hope you can stick around for the conversation. Lots of great people to talk with who are involved with Bethesda College. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the sponsor section. You'll find the CUW logo there in the sponsor section. Joining me by phone now, Mike Thurtle, CEO and President of Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Mike, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Good morning, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Any day that I get to talk with you is a good day. Talk about the fine folks at Bethesda and all the great work that God is providing through Bethesda Lutheran Communities. It's a good day.
Yes, sir, it is. Thanks for having us on today. This is a really, really neat show you get on today about Bethesda College, and I'm really excited to tell you about what happened this last Saturday.
Absolutely. We've been following this story, the development of Bethesda College, for 2 years now, I believe. It started 2 years ago, correct?
It sure did. 2 years ago, we started the first program at Concordia that admitted students with intellectual and developmental disabilities here in Mequon, Wisconsin.
And so a number of students entered into the program. There were, I think, about 16 spots, something like that?
About that many, yeah. We actually, we've got two different groups that are going through right now. The group that just graduated this past Saturday, we had seven students who walked across the stage at Concordia with the rest of the students there at the commencement. And we've got other students who are in their first year just wrapping up right now. So this is our second cohort that's coming through at the end of this year.
That's just exciting, and looking forward to we'll talk with some of the professors, students, resident assistant, and a family member, a proud father as well, later on this hour to hear their perspective on Bethesda College. Mike, from your perspective as CEO and president of Bethesda, and being there for the graduation, what was it like to witness this first class graduating?
It was really exciting, and I'm still coming down from that day. It was just an amazing event. Dr. Pat Ferry and Bill Curio were hugely supportive of this program. I can't say thanks enough to them at Concordia for their leadership. And just for your audience, you can visualize your typical graduation commencements. We were inside that day because it was actually pretty cold here in Wisconsin on Saturday, so they had it in the field house at Concordia Mequon. And there's literally thousands of people there. And so I had the pleasure, opportunity, honor to sit right in the front row. So I got to see the graduation up close and personal. The Bethesda College students were the last students to receive their certificates that day. So you had the undergraduate students, their bachelor's degrees, and then associate's degrees, and then the Bethesda students. So I went up to the stage, and Dr. Ferry had given me the stage at that point to hand out the certificates. And Carol Burns, who's our leader there, and the Bethesda staff, who's really the thought leader with Wanda Rotier from Concordia, both participated as well. And those seven students, one by one, their names were called. They walked across the stage, and I handed them that certificate. And what was truly amazing was the last student who received her certificate, she was walking down the stairs to go back to her seats, and the entire student body, all the graduates from Concordia, stood up and gave them a standing ovation. And I can't even begin to describe to you the thrill of that moment for the students, for their parents, for Wanda and Carol, and for Pat and Bill, for the entire group, just to be able to see that group walk across the stage and be recognized like that by their colleagues who they've been with for the last 2 years. It was truly just an amazing event.
Well, I can't imagine what that would be like, especially for the parents. And we get to talk with the parent in a little bit, but to spend years wondering, you know, will my child ever get to have a college experience, or to be a faculty member and think, wow, this is a new day for us at Concordia to be able to participate in something like this and offer opportunities for people that we didn't think we could offer a college education for before.
Well, during the past 2 years, these students, great young men and young ladies, just awesome people. I've had the opportunity to be with them in the classroom, seeing where they live in the dorms. They've lived on campus, integrated with other students. They took classes with students with and without disabilities. They've been involved in groups and clubs. They've been on TV more than just about anybody I know here in the Milwaukee area because they've been at football games, basketball games. They participated in the bonfires. Everything they've integrated with the other students in Concordia has been awesome. They've held internships. They've made connections with their professors, made friendships that I'm sure are life-lasting, just like any of us have when we go to school like this.
As I understand it, many of them took classes alongside Concordia University students, they worked in internships on campus and in the community as well, all gaining the experience and the knowledge from both that classroom setting as well as the outside world, the rest of the world experience.
That's right, Andy. And specifically what we were focusing on was being able to prepare these young men and women, just like anybody going through school, for their next phase of life. And so while they were at Concordia, their curriculum focused on formal instruction and academics, career preparation, adult living skills, and also campus and community life. And Carol and Wanda were definitely the thought leaders of this program. And they created this blended model in such a way designed it in a way to help these students grow intellectually as well as socially, personally, vocationally, and most importantly, spiritually. And just, again, remembering that graduation this past Saturday, what was just amazing was you could see the hand of God in that graduation. And the moment that they received their certificates, you could just feel a different kind of energy level there in the school. And I passed Pat Fury and I exchanged emails on Saturday night after the event. I thanked him and his team for the great work they did, the beautiful commencement, and he echoed the same kind of remarks. So this was truly a very poignant graduation and very special for everybody involved. And for these students in particular, many of them already have jobs lined up here after graduation. They're following on from internships that they've been participating in. So it's truly been a great opportunity for them to grow and to learn and to participate in a different kind of way than they otherwise could have.
That's great to hear that the outlook for these graduates is very encouraging, a lot of hopes and just great things looking forward to for them in the future. Mike, why is it important that this partnership between Bethesda for Bethesda was with Concordia University, a University of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Why was it important to Bethesda to work with a Lutheran university?
Well, we are a recognized service organization, an RSO of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And as you know, Concordia is a university model within the LCMS as well. And for us, as sister organizations, to partner like this with such a unique opportunity, it's just a great way for us to amplify the opportunity to spread the word and to share God's love with people. And I, just like you and I've talked about in the past, Andy, with other initiatives we've undertaken, we truly want to be a supporter of the church in a much more meaningful way than we've ever done in our past. And Concordia is giving us that opportunity to open the window, open the door to be able to partner like this has been amazing. I really believe that as other organizations look at this model that has been created by Carol Burns and Wanda Rotero, they're going to see that there's a huge benefit and upside to not only the students who are going through, but the people who participate in it, including the instructors and the administration and the other students. And it's just been holistically a great model that they've been able to stand up. This coming year, we're still looking at the model itself. We're trying to make it better in terms of finances. as you can imagine, it's not easy to run a program like this, either on the Concordia side or on our side. It takes resources to do that. And with this kind of a benefit, we need to be able to find that kind of support, too. So I reach out as well to your listeners today and other people who are listening to us to support this initiative as we look through in the future, because it's been a great way for us to spread God's word and help people.
And how can we do that? How can we find out more about Bethesda College of Applied Learning?
Well, one easy way would be to go out to our website at BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org, or you could even just Google Bethesda College, and you'll find, I'm sure, a link to our information as well. This past weekend, there was a ton of media coverage in the local markets, and actually across the U.S. we've been tracking on this. A lot of people are seeing interest in this, and we are more than ready to help other people think about how to do this and how to stand this up as a program for the future. So if there's people who want to participate, want to help us resource it, feel free to contact us at that website again, BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org, and we can make that contact to work together.
Mike Thurtle, CEO and President of Bethesda Lutheran Communities, thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thanks, Andy. Blessings on your day today.
Thank you. You as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with professors from Concordia University, Wisconsin, involved with Bethesda College at Concordia. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and the Chancellor of LCMSU, inviting you to join us right here on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the Student Union. If you can't make it, Student Union is always available as a podcast at kfuo.org. Learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.
The Student Union is underwritten by Lutheran High School Association.
Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking about Bethesda College today and Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Outstanding program and recently celebrating their first graduating class. Joining me by phone now, Professor Gail Kuchelik, Professor of Career Preparation and Director of Internships. Gail, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us today. Looking forward to learning about your experience with Bethesda College and Concordia University. Tell us a little bit about your work at Concordia.
This is my second year because it's a program that's 2 years old. I teach career development, and then I line up internships in various stages for all of our students.
And tell us, why is this career preparation and internship an important part of the education for students at Concordia?
Well, we began, it's a progressive syllabus where, like the first semester, they come in, I learn a lot about them, what their interests are, they find out sometimes what their interests are. So we do a lot of soul searching the first semester. Second semester, we work on our employability skills, and those are really important no matter what job you have. And those are things like getting to work on time, having good grooming, getting your transportation to work, working as a team, working with people, all those things that make a valuable employee. And then third semester, we move into a little bit about disability disclosure. When is the right time to disclose? Maybe not at all. It just depends on the person and the situation. We also explore a lot on JAN, which is the Job Accommodation Network, to what accommodations they are entitled to with ADA. So we do a lot of that, and then those skills go forward into their internships.
Tell me a little bit about meeting the Bethesda College students the first time.
Well, I've been in the field of special education my entire career, so I always go in with a very open mind. Everyone is a very individual person. Their disabilities are all very individual. So you just go in with a blank slate, mm-hmm. and you accept everyone and you work with everyone, regardless of their level of disability.
Tell me about the gifts and talents that you saw in this graduating class as they were preparing for graduation and ready many of them ready to go out into the world looking for work or continuing their education.
Most of them have gifts that are unbelievable. I mean, we all have strengths and weaknesses. Everybody does, including our people with disabilities. And there are four that are employed, two that need to continue working a little more on their work skills, and that's okay. There's plenty of opportunities for them to develop those skills after the college program.
Sure. Can you share with us a little bit about the skill set or the jobs, the careers that the Concordia or Bethesda College graduates are looking at?
One of our students is working for a financial advisor downtown Milwaukee. She does some office work, and that would be 2 days a week. And then she will volunteer like 1 day a week because she has a love of pets up at our Humane Society in Ozaukee County. And then 1 day a week, we're hoping that she could continue bringing Zoe, our campus comfort dog, over to the nursing home across the street. And this has been an ongoing thing every Friday. So she's the type of person that functions with a multitude of jobs. We have a student that is starting down in one of the food service areas this fall. He did an incredible job at his internship, and Kathy Svoboda, who's the retail manager for Concordia at Sodexo, offered him a job. And then we have a student who is working at Miller Park, the baseball field, and he also works at one of the food service areas. And he's hoping to land this job at Devon's, which is a high-end restaurant down in the Bayshore area, because he's done a lot of food prep in various places. He's gotten very good knife skills, and they are looking to hire him. So I have two other students who were in the wings waiting, one at Stein's Gardens and Gifts, and one who is applying for a bakery position because that is her passion at one of the local food stores.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. As students were learning on campus and also serving in their internships on campus or in the community or serving in the community, what was the feedback that they brought to you about their experience working or serving in the community?
Well, they all had achieved a level of maturity. And, you know, they were ready for it. I would never send a student out to a work site because it is mostly independent. There is job coaching initially if they need it, but not all do. But you have to have that level of maturity and responsibility to go to those work sites. So it's a situation where I have to really believe in them and I give them a lot of slack and let them grow. I also put them in places where I know there's natural supports in place. They are safe. And these people are, these work sites are often willing to work with these students and work on their skill set and improve their employability.
How is working with the Bethesda College students, how has that made a difference for you in your work at Concordia and just seeing Bethesda College graduate their first class of students?
It's made a tremendous impact because I retired from public school 2 years ago. I've spent my entire career in special education. The last 20 was as a transition coordinator, which means you're preparing them for that next step of college or work. But now I actually got to go into that role of that school role where they would move on to. So you can tell what students have been in good transition programs in the high school and some that have not, but you work on whatever the need is. It was a good logical step for me in my career to move to. So I've really enjoyed it a lot.
Well, let's join. We have another guest joining us now, Dr. Wanda Routier, Concordia University, Wisconsin professor and Bethesda College liaison. Dr. Routier, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good to have you with us today, talking also with Professor Gail Kochelik from Career Preparation and Director of Internships. We were just talking about the difference that Bethesda College has made in Gail's profession. And Wanda, I know that you and I have talked a couple of times about Bethesda College and what we were hoping for, what we were anticipating. Now seeing our first graduating class. Tell me a little bit about your work at Concordia University and how Bethesda College has made a difference.
Well, I am an assistant professor in the Department of Special Education in the School of Education at Concordia, and I'm director of the graduate special ed program. So for my grad students, they are usually general ed teachers seeking licensure in special ed. I also teach undergrad students who are learning to become special ed teachers. So at both levels, these teacher candidates are learning how to be a special ed teacher. And in the past, we've always done simulations, and they have hours to do out in the schools observing and helping. But having the Bethesda College students on campus has been an invaluable experience for them. It's one thing to learn about a teaching strategy from a book, and it's another one to sit across the table and actually try to use it with students with disabilities who will be very blunt and frank and tell you that it is or is not working and what you should be doing instead. So it's a practical, hands-on benefit to our Concordia students. In addition, they learn that the Bethesda students are wonderful people, and friendships occur and mentorship occur, and it's just been a wonderful partnership.
How has this the Bethesda College made a difference for the Concordia students in the BA program, or in the bachelor's program or master's degree program? How has it made a difference for those students?
Well, it has shown them that students with disabilities are just like they are, because the Bethesda College students are their age peers, and they're living in the dorm. They like similar music. They like similar activities, and they get to see the other side of the process. As Gail said, many special ed teachers in K-12 education see that part of it only. They don't ever very much have the opportunity to see the fruition of 21 years of special education, and that is an invaluable experience for our students, and it has actually impacted the way that I teach these teacher candidates, because I get to see the results of special ed teaching for all those years, and the Bethesda College students continue to teach my students and teach me about what is a better way to approach things.
Gail, why has collaboration been an important part of the success of Bethesda College, the collaboration of between Bethesda and Concordia, and between students and faculty, families? Why is all this collaboration important?
There is no one person that could have made this program as successful as it has been. It truly takes a large team, a well-oiled team, where everybody is in it for the right reasons, and you work hard, but you work smart. But it's a truly an amazing collaboration.
Wanda, your thoughts on this collaboration between Concordia and Bethesda, between families and students and faculty?
Well, I agree with Gail. It's a huge partnership with all parties involved. When we have students who want to take a Concordia class, we approach professors to see if they would be willing to try, and more professors are coming to either Carol or I and offering to have Bethesda students in their classes, and that's an incredible statement as to the people and the mindset at Concordia and carrying out the mission. In addition, the collaboration is throughout the campus, so Bethesda College students not only interact with students in the School of Education, but they interact in projects with many of the programs in the School of Health Professions for physical therapy, occupational therapy, physician assistant, and the School of Pharmacy, the School of Nursing has had Carol or I in to talk with them. So it truly is a campus-wide collaboration with support from Dr. Ferry at the top at Concordia, and then at Bethesda, they've been so involved with the collaboration. As Gail said, not any of us could have done this by ourselves.
Well, very good. I'm so glad that the collaboration has really paid off, and outstanding to see this first graduating class, and hope for more. I know there's another cohort of students working diligently and ready to, I bet, embark on another whole year.
Yes, that's very true, and we're still taking applications for our new class coming in the fall.
Very good, very good. Our guest today, Professor Gail Kochelik, Professor of Career and Preparation and Director of Internships at Concordia. Thank you so much, Gail, for being my guest today.
Thank you so much, Andy.
And Dr. Wanda Routier of Concordia University, Wisconsin, Professor and Bethesda College Liaison. Dr. Routier, thanks so much for being my guest today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with more from the Bethesda College of Applied Learning. We'll talk with a student and hear about her perspective on Bethesda College. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is a fun day here at Worldwide KFUO, celebrating Bethesda College of Applied Learning, Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and their first graduating class. Joining us by phone now, Kristen Van Handel. She's a Bethesda College graduate. Kristen, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk this morning.
I am just thrilled, and have to say, on behalf of all the folks here at KFUO, congratulations.
Thank you so very much.
Now, I believe last time we talked, you were a student in the program at Bethesda College, and I think you were perhaps in your second year at the program last time we talked, and you were just thriving in the program. Kristen, why did you consider Bethesda College? Why did you consider apply and enroll?
I think for me, you know, as a person, like, people with disabilities always dream about that one college experience that they'll have and always want for that to happen, and as soon as I, you know, heard about it, I was like, you know what, I really want to apply for this, and I really want to see how that goes, you know, and I think being able to go on a regular college campus and to interact with students was very helpful, and that's mainly why I chose it, because every student and every human being dreams of going to college.
What were your, as a child, and you thought about, did you think about college as a child? Did you have hopes and dreams of attending college?
Oh, yes. Growing up as a child, I always wondered what it would be like to go to college and have that experience, you know, and I always thought that it was a dream, you know. Growing up, I always thought it was a dream, and I was like, well, this is never going to happen. And then now it has, and it's been incredible.
Had you heard of Concordia University before you learned about Bethesda College?
Yep.
So was it something that you would hope to maybe attend?
Yes, I had visited Concordia many different times and really loved their campus and thought it was really, really beautiful and, you know, had always dreamed about going to a college campus like that.
Tell me about living on campus. You lived in dorms on campus at Concordia University, correct?
Yes, I did. It was very exciting and very, you know, awesome to be able to live in a dorm and experience life like that and to meet other students who were going through and experiencing the same things that I was and to bond with other females and other amazing people was really great, you know.
Tell me about your RA, your resident assistant.
Yes. I had two resident assistants this year, and their names are Cassie and Julia, and then Eli was the male RA for Bethesda.
And did you get to know your RAs throughout the year?
Oh, yeah. They have become my best friends. They are a very crucial, important part of my life, and I love them, and they love me, and they're very incredible, and I'm really excited to see what the future holds for both of them and for me as well.
Now, are they continuing on as students at Concordia, or are they graduating this year as well?
Eli graduated, and Cassie and Julia have 1 year left at Concordia.
Very good. Tell me about the classes that you took, that you studied at Bethesda College.
Well, I took a really cool, awesome art class, and then I had, this semester I took a tennis class, which was really cool because I had grown up taking tennis lessons, so that was pretty cool and exciting to be able to actually get back into the real things and just get back to being used to playing tennis. And then I took many different Bethesda classes, including communication skills, where we learned how to communicate with other people and how to read body language and stuff like that, which I think is very crucial.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I think you, I'm certain you were very successful in the class. You're a fine communicator. What was the most challenging class that you took? What really challenged you where you feel like you grew the most?
Probably my computer class.
What did you learn in that class?
We learned a lot about social media, but also stuff like word processing and stuff like that, as well as Live Binder.
Wow. Very good. I'm glad that it was a challenging but also rewarding class that you learned a lot
awesome.
In it. Now tell me about your internship and serving on the campus or in the community.
So, yes. During the school year, I actually had quite a few internships, actually. One was at the Humane Society, and then Wednesday mornings I would go into downtown Milwaukee and do scanning and different kind of office work. And then on Friday I would go with Zoe the comfort dog and be a handler assistant and assist her with meeting the residents and assist them with understanding what the comfort dog, you know, ministry is all about, you know. And then I, this year Bethesda teamed up with Sodexo and they had a cart that goes around and they sell different products and different things like food and water and different drinks and stuff. So that was really cool.
So you got a variety of experiences in your internships and serving in the community.
Absolutely.
Well, I understand that you have a love for animals, serving with Zoe, the comfort dog, and did you say you served at the Humane Society as well?
Yep.
So do you hope to continue working with animals in the future?
Oh, my God, yes. Continuing with animals by far would definitely be a dream come true, and I just cannot wait to see what the future holds for me as far as jobs with animals go. I'm very, very excited.
Well, now that you have graduated from Bethesda College, what are your plans? What are your next plans?
That's a really great question. Right now, I just recently moved back to home, which is really exciting. And then over the summer, I want to have someone continue and come and work with me on life skills and stuff like that, and, you know, kind of get me back to going out in the community and doing different things like that. And then during the school year, the person will continue to be doing that and living with me. So I will be having someone living with me. So I'll have company, which is really nice. And we'll continue doing all the stuff that we learned from summer and expanding on it.
Kristen, you mentioned moving back home. What does the rest of your family think about your graduation from Bethesda College?
I would like to think that my family is very proud and very happy of me. I think that for them it was a very touching, amazing experience for them. And there were definitely a lot of tears shed, not just from my end, but their end too. And I think it really was a dream come true for all of us.
I'm certain it was. Tell me about walking across the stage and receiving your certificate.
Yeah, that was one incredible experience. I think I just, you know, I remember going up there thinking, like, I can't seriously believe this is happening. Like, I can't believe I actually, like, accomplished this and did this. And then I looked out in the audience and, you know, seeing my family there, like, meant everything to me. And, you know, to see so many people that I love and care about and so many people there to support me was just an incredible, moving experience. And it is something that will always stay with me for the rest of my life and something that will always be very special to me.
Lastly, Kristen, what might you say to an individual or a family that might be considering Bethesda College for themselves or for a loved one? What might you say as if they're thinking about it but not really sure?
Well, I would definitely say, you know, definitely go and visit the campus and see what it's about. You know, you hear things and stuff, but you don't know quite the experience until you actually get to go on campus and actually see what it's like. And I definitely would, you know, encourage them to stay positive and that to not give up, and that, you know, regardless of where their son and daughter is, it's possible to be in a place where they can graduate and experience something like I experienced. You know, I think so many parents and so many, you know, kids with special needs dream about that day where they can walk across the stage and actually graduate from college. And a lot of them think, oh my God, this is never going to happen to me. And then it does. And I think that parents should be very supportive and open of that. And just to know that that is a possibility in life, you know?
It certainly is. And thanks to the fine folks at Bethesda and Concordia University and the many families that have worked together to make this happen, it's great to see this first graduating class. Before we say goodbye, anybody that you want to say hello to or thanks to for your education at Bethesda College at Concordia University?
Well, yeah, actually, I would definitely like to thank my parents at this time for all that they have done for me. Also, I would like to congratulate my brother, Nick Van Handel, who is graduating from WashU in St. Louis, who I am actually going to be getting in a car in the next few hours and traveling up to St. Louis to see and watch him graduate. So congratulations to him.
Well, that's very exciting. Come see us at KFUO. Come say hi. We're not too far from there.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to do that.
That would be great. Well, thanks so much, Kristen, and congratulations again on your graduation from Bethesda College.
Thank you very, very much.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with a proud parent of a recent graduate from Bethesda College. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Join Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and thousands of congregations across the country as they observe Refugee Sunday, a time to celebrate the gifts migrants and refugees bring to the United States. Pick a Sunday that works best for your congregation to celebrate. New resource kits, including bulletin insert and poster, will be available soon. Sign up for our newsletter at liris.org/rebuildinghope.
It's the perfect time of year to move to sunny, affordable Central Florida. Join fellow Lutherans at The Landings at Lutheran Haven. Known for comfortable retirement living since 1948, The Landings are brand new villas from the mid-100s. Enjoy carefree living that includes meals, housekeeping, and a full continuum of health services on campus. Live and grow with Christ at The Landings. For information, phone 888-298-5590 or visit lutheranhaven.org/KFUO.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is graduation time. We are celebrating today, celebrating the students and those who love them at Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Joining me by phone now, Kevin Schaefer, proud father of a recent graduate of Bethesda College, Alex Schaefer. Kevin, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, it's a good day, and I love sharing this story. Kevin, tell me a little bit about how you first found out about Bethesda College at Concordia University.
Sure. So we live close to Concordia. We live just south of there. And Alec graduated from high school. He was in an extended high school program. He always wanted to be like his brother and go to college, his older brother. So we were looking around, actually all over the country, for programs that might have a adaptive program for kids with special needs. And miraculously, there was one within like 15 minutes of our house that was just starting up. And so just a wonderful program.
15 minutes from home. Now, where did you come to decide for Alec to live? Did he live on campus?
He did. In fact, I think all seven of the graduates lived on campus. And I really think that's part of that learning experience that he needed and wanted. And he really prospered under that effect. He was there all weekends, all the time. We really tried to take a hands-off approach once he went to college because we wanted him to really build on that self-esteem, that ability to live on his own, to take care of issues by himself. And he was fortunate to be doing that, surrounded by people who are just angels. They were just great.
How was that an adjustment for the family to have Alec living on campus and as you said, a hands-off approach for you as a family?
Well, he became empty nesters much sooner than he probably might. And, you know, it was an adjustment. I mean, we were, you know, we're pretty devoted to Alec and his brother. So just trying to adjust to life where you weren't, you know, tied to every issue that he was facing, because he really faced them by himself at school. So it was an adjustment, mostly probably for my wife. She really has been the one that's taken that that approach and really helped him get to the point where he is right now.
So it was I'm sure a big transition when Alec was younger. What did you think about the future for him? Did you see college as a part of his future?
You know, we really always hoped there would be a college program or something like a college program that he would get into. But when he was young, when he was born, there was nothing like this anywhere that we could find. So we've been fortunate to see great people like Ginger Marshall, who is the one of the parents who really helped start this program. Really, to have people like that to help push these programs forward. But we always hoped he would have a college experience, but never dreamed it would be as great as this has been.
Did you have the opportunity to meet other families who were a part of the Bethesda College?
Oh, yeah. He had a roommate, Christopher Brandt, that we got to know his parents really well. And these are folks we didn't know before. And he and Chris just hit it off immediately. Both of them liked sports. Both of them wanted to, you know, be independent. And so it was really a hand-in-glove experience for the two of them. And you could tell that on the first day they moved in 2 years ago. So they were great with each other. And you know, there's ups and downs with anything like this. So, you know, you had some times where you had to talk to the kids. But his parents were just wonderful. And Kristen's mom and dad, we got to know them as well. So pretty much all of the seven graduates, we got to know those parents.
And I'm sure all were very proud on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if some of the previous speakers talked about the standing ovation or not, but once the Concordia kids graduated, they then had the Bethesda Concordia kids come up to get their diplomas. And when they were done, Eli gave a standing ovation.
I'm sure that was quite a moment. The diplomas that everybody had been waiting for at that time. As Alec was enrolled, this was a 2-year program, correct?
Yes.
As he was enrolled there, I'm sure you got some feedback from him throughout his time there and heard what was going on. I know that he lived on campus, so there was a little bit of a distance. But as he shared things from time to time, what did you learn about the program that he was involved in?
I think we really learned how inclusive the program was. It really did bring these kids into the college experience, and all the kids, special needs or not, that were there really took these seven under their wing and helped them move forward in life quite a bit. So we, you know, he would, FaceTime became our favorite friend because he would just FaceTime us all the time. And, you know, if he went to a basketball game, he'd tell us about that. He'd take pictures of his homework that they'd write on the whiteboard, and then he'd tell us how he was doing that or not doing that, and we'd have to tell him he's got to do his homework. But, you know, he really, or at the beginning of it, he might have thought this was just a great vacation. You know, I'm away from home. It's fun. I think he learned that there's a work element to college as well, and that, you know, you have to study, you have to try to improve yourself, and he really did. Like I said, his self-esteem and his ability to live independently have just blossomed in the last 2 years.
For those who might have misconceptions about the program and think that this is merely a participation award, How would you describe the work level that Alec and the other students experienced, whether it was their classroom studies or their internships? How would you describe the level of work for these students?
Well, I mean, depending on the student, I think they all had put in a great deal of work. They had the internship program where they would go and work 3 or 4 days a week at different businesses or places around the Concordia campus. So they got a great work experience just hands-on at that point. As far as the classes, they were taking some regular ed classes, religion, some other courses. So they, I think they were pushed. And I think that was what it needed to be, that they were pushed to improve and to learn. And I give great kudos to Concordia and to Bethesda for thinking that this is a college experience and it's not just daycare.
So this was definitely a certificate that was earned.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's something that he'll have the rest of his life and he'll be able to build from.
Well, I'm sure that that Saturday, like we said earlier, was a big celebration. What's the response from the rest of the family concerning Alex's graduation?
Oh, everyone's really proud. Plus, you know, just there's an article in the newspaper or something on TV about it. Just the all the neighbors, everyone, just really proud of that because they all kind of were with him as he grew up and as we learned as we moved forward. So everyone's just super proud of him and of the other six. They just, you can't say enough about how much they all matured and how great of a program it is. And I would recommend it for anyone who's wanting to put their student in a position to excel in the future if they have a special needs kid.
What's the next step for Alec?
You know, right now, he's sitting on his tail watching TV at home.
He's worked hard.
Yeah, he's happy not to have to go to class every day. But, you know, it's only 3 days, 4 days since he graduated. He has a job lined up in September where he's going to be actually working at Concordia at one of the food vendor places there. And we're doing some interviewing right now for summer jobs as well. So he's got a job lined up. We're hoping that one of the other graduates we've talked to about them both living in an apartment together. So we're looking for an apartment near where they'll both be working. And so we're hoping to expand on this independent living and have them live in an apartment and be able to go to work and movies and just enjoy life.
Wow.
And contribute. I want them, they both want to contribute.
Outstanding. Well, I can hear the proudness in your voice and in your words today. Kevin, thanks so much for sharing your story about Bethesda College and your son's success there.
Thank you.
Kevin Schaefer, proud father of Alec Schaefer, graduate of Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University. It's been an outstanding day. Congratulations to all the seven graduates and all the Concordia University graduates as well, faculty, staff, and families who worked so hard to make this program a success. An outstanding day. Thanks, Concordia. Thanks, Bethesda College. Thy Strong Word up next on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.